here's a story from The World.
Russian President Vladimir Putin did it again. A new intelligence report released yesterday said that Putin tried to meddle in last year's U.S. presidential election. He was not alone. The declassified report said Iran and other nations also tried to interfere. Joining me now is Nina Jankowicz. She's a disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center in Washington and has also published a book titled How to Lose the Information War, Russia, Fake News, and the Future of Conflict. Nina, what is the extent of the Russian interference according to this report?
Well, the Russian interference is the most extensive among those that's laid out in the report. The intelligence community notes that this was an anti-Biden, pro-Trump influence campaign that included information laundering through proxies in the United States, some of whom were close to the president.
And how was it identified that it was an anti-Biden campaign?
By the tone and tenor of the materials that were released, we're talking about some of the things that might be familiar to the world listeners, including allegations about Hunter Biden's alleged laptop, some of the allegations regarding corruption that some Republicans alleged that Biden was involved with during his time as vice president relating to Ukraine. These, of course, are allegations that really have nothing to back them up.
What can you tell us about Vladimir Putin's own involvement?
According to the report, Vladimir Putin ordered the operation and was aware of what was going on at all times. Now, we have to understand that Vladimir Putin is not sitting in a content creation meeting with the Internet Research Agency or involved, I think, on a very detailed level. But certainly these operations are happening with his tacit approval.
Yet concern is high enough that just today on Good Morning America, President Biden said Putin would pay a price. What could that be, and what can Biden actually do?
Well, I think President Biden understands that Vladimir Putin is not somebody that you play around with. And over the last 4 years, the Russians have certainly skirted by without much, you know, pushback from the United States. We have imposed sanctions on the Russian Federation. I would expect that the Biden administration is examining our posture right now on those sanctions, seeing where we could potentially apply more pressure. Additionally, I imagine that the Biden administration is doing a full review of all of the counter-disinformation programming that has gone on over the last 4 years, because this isn't only about playing whack-a-troll and pushing back on the Kremlin. It's also about putting out another alternative narrative. In other words, the truth, and making that truth more compelling than the misleading and false narratives that Russia has been peddling for so long.
So we've been talking about Russia. Regarding China, though, before the elections, Trump's last director of national intelligence said Chinese interference was a greater threat in 2020 than Russian operations. What does the report say about that?
Well, it's really interesting. That's probably the most compelling part of the report. And indeed, the intelligence community really refutes that allegation that China is the greatest threat or was the greatest threat. Instead, they say that China sat out this election, preferring stability in U.S.-Chinese relations. It didn't view a Biden victory or a Trump victory as more beneficial for China, and so didn't launch any interference or influence campaigns, which is quite the opposite of what we heard from the Trump administration ahead of the election and even after the election, when some Trump allies were claiming that China had influenced the vote count. This report says that there's no indication that any foreign actors, China, Iran, Russia, or otherwise, attempted to alter any aspect of the voting process.
So Nina, in your book, How to Lose the Information War, you examine the response of the U.S. to Russian information warfare, all of which have failed. So what does the U.S. need to do differently?
Well, I think one thing that this report makes very clear is that this isn't just about bots and trolls anymore, or fake images and news articles on the internet. Our own information ecosystem has been infiltrated. So what does this mean? It means that we really need to shore up our own information ecosystem to take responsibility for what is being said in our national political discourse. We've seen too many politicians believing that disinformation can be politically beneficial to them in the short run. But Marco, the long-term victim of disinformation is our democracy. It knows no political party. And I think we've seen that over the past year, during COVID, during the election, during the Black Lives Matter protests, and especially during the insurrection at the Capitol. Disinformation has real life consequences. And so we need our politicians to not endorse these theories anymore, not allow themselves to be manipulated by foreign powers just for political power.
Nina Jankowicz, a disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center in Washington. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Marco.
From PRX.